Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, by the way. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy them. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. To Jacob Hornberger and lourockwell.com. We've had Jacob on the show in the past. He is the founder, the president, I believe, of the Future of Freedom Foundation. And he's got an article that's fairly lengthy, but it outlines a critical dilemma facing pro-war libertarians, which, of course, is seems to be a contradiction in terms to me. These so-called libertarians like, say, Neil Bortz, who support vehemently the war in Iraq, preemptive strikes, these sorts of concepts, how it is that they've gotten themselves into a bit of a pickle. And I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. Jacob says, the 9/11 attacks exposed a major fault line in the libertarian movement.
Mm-hmm.
On one side of the divide were those libertarians who contended that the 9/11 attacks were a direct consequence of U.S. foreign policy, specifically the bad things that the federal government had done to people overseas, especially the Middle East. Therefore, those libertarians argued the only real long-term solution to terrorism against the United States lay in reining in the federal government's actions overseas, by such actions as bringing home U.S. troops stationed overseas, dismantling the military industrial complex, including the 700 or so military bases we have in different countries, or 130 countries, I believe, abolishing the CIA, discontinuing foreign aid, ending U.S. invasions and occupations, and prohibiting federal meddling in the affairs of other nations. Now, I would fall into the category of that type of libertarian.
Me too.
And at the beginning of the war, you weren't quite so much.
No, I was more on the side that, the pro-war side.
But you have changed.
I have.
You realize the error of your ways.
And I know what the schism's all about, too.
What's it all about?
Well, it's all about whether or not you believe that the Muslims are evil creatures that are, out for our blood and hate us because of our freedom.
Well, it's also whether or not you believe government can do anything about it.
I guess, but
these are people who believe government can solve problems with force around the world.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that it's more to my point, because if you think that Muslims are bad people, all Muslims are bad people, it's their religion to kill us or convert us, that kind of rhetoric, then you're going to believe that we should go over and kill them.
On the other side of the divide, well, now that's not necessarily the case.
Not necessarily.
When you use the term we, even if you believe that all Muslims are evil, it doesn't necessarily follow that you believe the government should be the problem solver. Like, you yourself could go on a holy crusade against Muslims and, by all means, have fun with that.
I would say that there are very, very few people that would fit into the category that you're talking about.
I agree with you. On the other side of the divide, there were those libertarians who immediately after the 9/11 attacks aligned themselves with conservatives. Viewing the attacks as an act of war, they favored giving the president full authority to wage the global war on terror. This was no time to analyze or discuss U.S. foreign policy, said these libertarians. This was the time to hike military spending, take off the gloves, and unleash the CIA and the U.S. military to fight an enemy, terrorism, that was arguably more dangerous than the communist threat that America faced during the Cold War. Today, pro-war libertarians are faced with what is possibly the greatest moral and philosophical dilemma of their lives. No one can deny that we now live in a country in which the president, on his own initiative, has the omnipotent power to send the nation into war against any country on earth, especially given that the war on terror allegedly extends all over the globe.
Now, if you'd look back and see how we vilified the Japanese in World War II, we call them all kinds of animals and talked about what evil little yellow men they were and all kinds of things like that. Now, these same Japanese people, are our friends. And we don't have any problems with them at all, especially when their economy isn't doing so great. We, mm-hmm. Back in the 80s, it was a little touch and go. But now, no problem at all. We don't dislike them. And it just goes to show how we believe the propaganda.
You mean the propaganda of the government?
The government's propaganda for war. Government loves war.
And war is the health of the state.
It really is.
The president, the CIA, and the military have the power to take any suspected terrorist, foreigner, or American into custody and torture, abuse, and execute him without due process of law and trial by jury. The president and the NSA have the power to wiretap phones and monitor emails without a judicially issued warrant. The president, CIA, and the military have the power to send missiles into cars and drop bombs into buildings anywhere in the world, including right here in the United States, in their attempt to win the war on terror. Indeed, the president wields the power to ignore any constitutional or legislative restraints on his power as a wartime commander-in-chief. The critical importance of civil liberties has traditionally been a blind spot for so-called conservatives, focusing their attention almost exclusively on economic liberties, such as the minimum wage law, economic regulations, and excessive taxation. They've traditionally denigrated the importance of civil liberties. Their long, brutal war on drugs, for example, has always been accompanied by their mocking of the constitutional safeguards pertaining to search and seizure, protection from self-incrimination, and right to counsel. For conservatives, the protections of the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 8th Amendments are nothing more than constitutional technicalities. Thus, when the president and the Pentagon established their detention facility in Cuba for the precise purpose of avoiding the constraints of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights,
What else would be the reason?
Conservatives applauded. The last thing government needed, conservatives felt, was a bunch of fierce criminal defense attorneys fighting to defend the terrorists. The post-9/11 conservative mindset was that the only good terrorist was a tortured or dead terrorist. Never mind that the president, the CIA, and the Pentagon, rather than a federal jury before an independent federal judge, now wielded the omnipotent power to decide who was a terrorist and therefore subject to being arbitrarily tortured, abused, and killed.
I'm not sure I disagree that the only good terrorist is a dead terrorist. I think I do agree that with that. But
fortunately, the terrorists are in charge of Washington, D.C.
Maybe so, but what I'm talking about is Al-Qaeda members that would blow up things or targets here in America, mm-hmm. That would threaten us. But, you know, how do you know if you don't give somebody a trial?
You don't.
And, you know, when it comes to this prisoner of war thing, we have a very unusual circumstance going on here in the world. We're now fighting an enemy that isn't a country.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's a concept.
It is. It's a concept. And George Bush himself has said, we're going to be doing this for a very long time. How do you decide when to release these people? I mean, when you were at war with Germany and the war was over, you let the Germans go back home.
That's the idea, yeah.
But now, you know, these terrorists, when are they going to be, you know, these people, when are they going to be released? And, you know, how did we get...
Some have been released.
Some have
still
been.
A bunch there.
And some have been. And then some have been recaptured doing more terrorist stuff.
Allegedly.
But, you know, why did they do it? Did they do it the first time or not? And then the second time, did they do it because they were upset because...
They were thrown in jail
for God knows how long without any kind of trial and tortured? I mean, it's very difficult. Are we creating terrorists or are we capturing terrorists?
I would go with the former, creating them. We're giving them reasons to hate the United States government.
And I don't just mean the detainment creating them. I mean the war in general creating them.
You know, I was looking at an interview of Ahmadinejad, the guy from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I guess ABC News got an exclusive interview with him. And
kissed his butt the whole way.
And he was very rightly pointing out that the world doesn't hate the American people. They hate the American government.
Mm.
And that's accurate. It's the government that's creating all of these problems. It's the government that waged all the CIA terror in the Middle East and as a result created people who hate us, who hate the United States government, not us because I'm not part of it, and that's why the 9/11 attacks were carried out. I don't want to hear from anybody that says it was the government that did it. I don't know. I don't know who exactly was behind it, but I can tell you that the reason the world hates the United States is because of the government.
Right, we're just going on the assumption that 9/11 attacks occurred by some terrorists.
And never mind that countless innocent people were caught up during the sweep. The reason that conservatives have long bashed such liberal groups as the ACLU, Human Rights Watch, and Amnesty International is not simply because as liberals they hold socialist economic views, or because such groups were viewed by conservatives as subversive organizations. What is the reason they've long bashed those groups? We'll look into that on the way. Liberals, conservatives, whatever these words mean anymore, I don't really even think they mean very much. But I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. What does liberal and conservative mean to you anyway? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And that's 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. You can also join us online on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. Over 1,000 pages have been created by listeners like you. It's the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists including pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. But time is a running out.
Mm-hmm.
You have literally just over a week to get your registration in for this event, because it's starting this coming, not tomorrow, but the following Friday. So the 23rd through the 25th, you're going to want to be there. It's going to be exciting. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of interesting people to meet, and a lot of fun to be had, I believe. So looking forward to that. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about conservatives and liberals, whatever those words mean, we're sort of using them in a very generic sense. Jacob Hornberger, the critical dilemma facing pro-war libertarians. As Jacob points out, there's been a divide ever since the 9/11 attacks. There's been a divide in the libertarian world between anti-war libertarians and so-called pro-war libertarians. And, of course, I don't believe you can possibly be a libertarian and be in favor of this particular war. So these people, in my opinion, are seriously misguided. But Jacob's talking about the reason why conservatives have long bashed liberal groups, so-called, like the ACLU, Human Rights Watch, and Amnesty International. He says it's not just because they hold socialist economic views. After all, conservatives today also hold socialist economic views, in that they support all of this wealth redistribution that we have. They aren't advocating for the repeal of any of it.
Not too much. You generally don't like welfare.
Conservative antipathy.
But, you know, when it comes to disliking welfare, it seems very unfair to me that conservatives support all kinds of other wealth redistribution
sure.
programs, but they don't like helping poor people. What, are you kidding me? You're just greedy.
Conservative antipathy towards such groups has also been based on the latter's ardent support of civil liberties, that is, the so-called liberal groups. It's not a coincidence that ever since 9/11, it's been mostly liberal groups, not conservative ones, that have been fighting against the torture and murder of prisoners and detainees at Bagram, Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and the secret overseas prison camps that were operated by the CIA, probably still are. Conservatives have long been known for using libertarian rhetoric in economics, while at the same time embracing statism in practice, just as liberals have been famous for their civil liberties rhetoric while embracing statism in economic rights and gun rights. Everyone's familiar with the standard conservative mantra of free enterprise, private property, and limited government that conservative organizations have on their stationery, websites, and promotional brochures. But we're also familiar with their support of public, i.e. government, schooling, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, income taxation, the drug war, regulations, and many other governmental programs that obviously violate the principles of free enterprise, private property, and limited government. Then this is something we've pointed out many times, is that, you know, at least when it comes to liberals, at least they're honest about wanting more government.
They pretty much are.
They'll tell you straight to their face that, yeah, government needs to be bigger. But a conservative will say, oh, yeah, we need smaller government. But then when you elect them, they make government bigger, too. Jacob says we're also familiar with their...
I think that liberals' lie comes in equality.
Helping the poor.
Yeah.
They say they want to help the poor, but their government programs hurt the poor.
And, you know, when it comes to equality and racial issues, I don't think that most of the people
they're
in
pandering.
Government... Yeah, that's what I believe.
The fact is that long ago, conservatives threw in the towel with respect to achieving a society based on a truly free market, limited government principles. For decades, they've committed their lives to big government and to figuring out how to take control of big government. Thus, today they're... Free market proposals and policy prescriptions are limited to reform, Social Security reform, healthcare reform, drug war reform, and so forth. Reform, reform, reform. That's what passes for freedom in today's conservative movement. While that contradiction within conservatism has never bothered conservatives, it's never escaped the attention of people like us, libertarians.
Right.
Especially those libertarians who were conservatives before they became libertarians. Libertarians have long understood that conservatives have been holding contradictory philosophies within themselves. The philosophy of libertarianism is reflected in their rhetoric, and the philosophy of statism as reflected in their support of socialist and interventionist programs. Over the years, conservatives, and this is one of the reasons why so many former conservatives are sick and tired of the crap. They're leaving in droves, and they should be. They've been lied to. Over the years, conservatives have often mocked libertarians over the fact that the general public hasn't yet embraced the libertarian philosophy.
What conservatives could not deny, however, was that at least libertarians hewed to a consistent philosophy, one that didn't cause the libertarian to war against himself through a commitment to contradictory principles, genuinely believing in a free society, a society based on free markets, private property, and really limited government. Libertarians have always favored the repeal, not the reform, of such socialist and interventionist programs as government schooling, Medicare, Medicaid, income taxation, the drug war, and economic regulations. We don't call for mealy-mouthed incrementalism. We're calling for the full repeal of these programs. That's what we want. I'll take an incremental solution.
Same here.
But I'm not going to stop calling for what the right thing to do is. And the right thing to do is end forced wealth redistribution. Equally important, despite the fact that libertarian philosophy has still not captured the support of the American people, libertarians have never abandoned their commitment to the free market, limited government paradigm for the sake of credibility or respectability, or to achieve political power, as the conservatives have. For libertarians, what has always mattered most are principle and integrity. Yet libertarians who hold conservative views on foreign policy are now faced with what may well be the greatest moral and philosophical dilemma of their lives. By hewing to a conservative foreign policy and a libertarian domestic policy, they themselves are now holding contradictory philosophies. Even worse, these two contradictory ideas can't coexist in the long run, because a conservative foreign policy is a growing cancer that is destroying freedom at home.
It really is. It's the conservative philosophy, that foreign policy philosophy, that causes us to have the CIA, the FBI, you know, all these organizations.
The TSA,
the Border Patrol, all these
crackdowns.
Things. If it wasn't for
passports at the Canadian border and Mexican border?
Don't forget random checks of citizens on the roads.
Yep.
They're doing
roving
that too.
Roving roadblocks.
It's crazy. And all these things, you know, go against our civil liberties. And the drug war also. But, you know, if it wasn't for these conservative philosophies warring against our civil liberties, there wouldn't be a problem. Conservatives wouldn't have a problem with our Bill of Rights then. But they have to stop the terrorists, so our Bill of Rights comes second.
Shoving is what they're saying to the Bill of Rights. How can any of the powers now wielded by the president, the CIA, and the military be reconciled with the principles of a free society, especially from a libertarian standpoint? They can't. If a government has the power to arbitrarily take anyone into custody and torture and kill him, as they do now, as of the Military Commissions Act of 2006, in case you're just tuning in, the government... Absolutely, the United States government has seized all of the powers that he's talking about. Military courts, star chambers, military tribunals, secret trials. It can all be done now, legally, so-called, right here in the land of the free. Something's seriously amiss with these people. 800-259-9231. More about the divide between the libertarian camps and the... As he puts it, the greatest moral and philosophical dilemma these individuals will face. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams available, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Two flavors should fit virtually any internet connection. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're the subjects of Laissez-Faire Books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner. In this new book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com.
So we're talking about a study in contradictions. Libertarians who are supposedly, well, people who are allegedly libertarians that support the war in Iraq. That support preemptive strikes, that support all these concepts that we've been presented with here in the United States in the last 5 years. And Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation is writing at lewrockwell.com, pointing out that these libertarians, these so-called pro-war libertarians, are now facing the greatest moral and philosophical dilemma of their lives. Essentially, by hewing to a conservative foreign policy and a libertarian domestic policy, they're holding a bit of a contradictory position. In that, if a government has the power to arbitrarily take anyone into custody and torture and kill him, as the government now can do, legally, how can the citizenry in that society truly be considered free? Even if there's freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the freedom to vote, and even the freedom to own guns. By the way, the freedom of the press one is under attack. They've been jumping all over the press for revealing certain things about government programs, and I think it's only going to be a matter of time now before we have some regulations passed against press freedom.
I would say that it's likely too. You know, you imagine if we had a small central government and we didn't have the military and 131 countries around the world. Imagine they were all at home and
some defensive force.
Right. It was a defensive force. Would we care about what the press reported on as far as our, you know, intelligence information? Would it matter? I don't think so. If we weren't out, you know, looking for Muslims under this rock and communists is under that one and fascists is under that one, then what the heck? We wouldn't need to worry about all those things. It's this is where the intelligence thing runs up against free press, and well, really the problem is our intelligence, not our free press.
And of course, government intelligence is an oxymoron to begin with. All such, as we're going to talk about in, we're going to talk about NASA a little bit later, but all such freedoms are meaningless if the government has the power to arrest, torture, and execute anybody at once, let alone do it all in a secret court, as they can now do. Recall the movie Braveheart, which depicted the period in English history when the English king and his minions possessed and exercised the right to rape a newlywed bride on her wedding night. Can anyone imagine the woman's husband exclaiming as his wife was carted away, "Well, at least we can peacefully protest the king's actions without being thrown into jail"? In fact, even the right of habeas corpus would be ineffective in such a case because the judge at the habeas corpus hearing would hold that under the law, the government has the right to rape the bride, and therefore he would deny habeas corpus relief. Thus, the core problem would remain that government officials would possess the power to rape, which they do possess that power. They're just not exercising it.
Thank goodness.
Or imagine a suspected terrorist being stretched on the rack or subjected to waterboarding, screaming, "I have the right to criticize the government under principles of freedom of speech." His torturers would respond, "Well, of course you do. But we have rights, too, including the right to arrest, torture, abuse, and kill you without judicial interference." Thus, again, the problem lies in the fact that government possesses the power to arbitrarily arrest and torture people. That's what 9/11 accomplished. It exposed the horrible reality of what an imperial, interventionist foreign policy has brought to our nation and the American people. We not only live in a nation whose government has troops in more than 100 foreign countries, that's occupying Afghanistan and Iraq, that's threatening new wars against Iran and North Korea, and claims the authority to drop bombs on any country on earth. We also live in a country in which omnipotent power over the citizenry by the president, CIA, and military is part and parcel of that foreign policy. After all, despite the manifest evidence of kidnapping, torture, and murder of prisoners and detainees at the hands of CIA agents, how many CIA agents have been brought to account by either the Justice Department or the Congress?
None.
That's correct. How many have been arrested and charged for such crimes?
None.
Correct. How many have been indicted?
None.
That's correct. The only potential criminal prosecution of CIA agents is coming from foreign countries such as Italy and Germany, where prosecutors are seeking criminal indictments against CIA agents for kidnapping and conspiring to torture in those countries. When it comes to the CIA, unfortunately, all too many people get scared, turn away, and remain silent. That's what omnipotent government tends to do to people. How can a nation whose government has an untold number of secret agents operating with secret budgets, following secret orders, and wielding the authority to kidnap, torture, and murder with impunity even remotely be reconciled with the principles of a free society, especially from a libertarian standpoint? Fact is, it can't. Now, you might be awfully comfy in this fascistic, socialistic society we live in. You've got your televisions, your laptops, your internet, your American Idol. You've got all these nice little comforts, air conditioning, refrigeration, food, supermarkets. You've got all these wonderful things that you have access to. And that's one of the reasons why Americans are just not speaking out, in my opinion. They're just too damn comfy.
Well, we don't run up against the government that often. TSA, you know, perhaps if a cop turns on his lights and, you know, goes
maybe
past
you.
Maybe
we need more roadblocks to really get Americans to key in. Some may think that there really isn't any cause for concern.
And when I say we, I guess I mean the respectables. You know, the people in America who are
business folk,
yeah,
the,
you know,
elites, the people who aren't disheveled,
middle class,
not
upper middle class,
beat up vehicles.
Right. You know, you've got a nice car and a nice house and you're the right color. You don't have to worry about those things.
Some might think there really isn't any cause for concern because most of the suspected terrorists that U.S. officials are incarcerating, torturing, and killing are foreigners and not Americans. After all, they've arrested, incarcerated, and denied the right to counsel, due process, and jury trials only to two Americans, Yasser Hamadi and Jose Padilla, at least two that we know about.
Right.
What's the big deal? Well, for one thing, freedom isn't defined by the extent to which a wrongful power is being exercised by the government, but rather by whether the wrongful power is possessed and able to be exercised. Second, U.S. officials reserve the power to subject all Americans to the same treatment which all other suspected terrorists have been subjected, meaning you could be the next Jose Padilla. Odds are against it, but you could. Third, to think that the exercise of such power will be limited to only one or two Americans reflects naivete in the extreme. The fact is, the feds could have easily treated Hamdi and Padilla to the same abuse and torture accorded to the suspects at Guantanamo, the CIA secret torture facilities, or they could have transported them to Syria, Egypt, or Jordan, or any other friendly, brutal regime for torture, as they did to an innocent Canadian citizen falsely accused of being a terrorist. We reported on that story. It was only political considerations that inhibited the U.S. officials from subjecting American terror suspects to the full panoply of mistreatment to which they've been subjecting foreign terror suspects. But let there be one or two more major terrorist attacks in the United States, and all bets are off, baby. Americans will inevitably witness the full power of Leviathan Unleashed. And if that day comes, all too many Americans will realize that the time for protest was long before it became too dangerous to protest. Now, of course, we've seen stories all over the place about how the CIA and various police agencies around the country have infiltrated anti-war groups, have actually set up some of the protests because they've taken such positions of control in some of these groups. They've been monitoring them. They've been keeping tabs on them as though they're terrorists. Some libertarians might be harking back to what may seem to them as been the halcyon days of pre-9/11, where it seemed possible to favor a conservative foreign policy, euphemistically described as a strong national defense, while favoring libertarianism, i.e. limited government, in domestic policy. That wasn't reality. It was just fanciful thinking in a make-believe world. It was like saying, I favor lightning, but I am firmly against thunder. The 9/11 attacks simply exposed what's been going on for many decades and continues to occur at an ever-increasing pace. The movement of our nation away from its founding principles of a republic and into the direction of empire, militarism, and intervention. 1-800-259-9231. A few more thoughts on the divide between libertarians, liberals, conservatives, war, anti-war. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to oneyeartoretire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch.
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. Enjoy all the features there. They're totally free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show with a simple vote. And by the way, this month, I think, has been our best month yet, Mark, in over almost 2 years now of podcasting? It's been our best month for vote totals. We are over 1,200 votes, which is excellent.
Almost 1,300.
But
that Potter kid is on our heels, nipping at our heels. He's less than 20 votes away.
Harry Potter is trying to crush us yet again.
How sad would it be if we got the most votes that we've ever gotten and we're number two?
Yeah, by a few votes. I mean, it's neck and neck essentially right now. But right now we're number one. We need to stay number one, and we can do it if you go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It will not be sold. It will not be spammed. It just goes to help us keep us at number one, which means more new people finding the show. And that's a good thing. We're talking about libertarians and war. Those so-called libertarians that support the war in Iraq and preemptive strikes and those sorts of concepts. And, of course, by proxy, torture and destroying habeas corpus, and how you could possibly call yourself a libertarian, I don't know. But as Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation points out, the 9/11 attacks simply exposed what's been going on for decades here in America, and that it continues to occur at an ever-increasing pace. The movement of our nation away from its founding principles of a republic in the direction of empire, militarism, and intervention. Equally important, the reality is that such federal programs as the War on Terror, the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan and Iraq, and the impending attack on Iran, along with the omnipotent powers that the President, CIA, NSA, and the Pentagon now wield against the American people, are inherent, integral, inescapable parts of that foreign policy. If one embraces the policy, he embraces the consequences of the policy. Mm-hmm. In that, if you think it's okay to go and fight a war on terror around the world with big bad government and their military,
there are fences, and we need to have men with guns on those fences.
Then you believe it's okay to shake people down right here in the good old USA. You believe that roving roadblocks are okay. You believe that a crackdown on travel is okay. You believe that whatever the next excuse, the next power-mongering excuse to destroy liberty is okay. Therefore, you can't be a libertarian. As Hornberger points out, let's also not forget another essential part of an imperialist, militarist, interventionist foreign policy. Out-of-control federal spending, which in turn brings rising inflation and taxation. How can those things be reconciled with libertarian economic principles? They can't. Finally, as U.S. officials often remind us, the war on terror is perpetual, especially because an interventionist foreign policy guarantees an infinite supply of terrorists. After all, since we've been engaging in the war in Iraq, the terrorist incidence in the world has increased dramatically. There's significantly more terror now than there ever was before we set foot in Afghanistan and Iraq. That means libertarians who favor such foreign policy are at the same time surrendering any hope of ever achieving libertarianism. The only way to achieve the free society in our lifetime is through a consistent commitment to libertarian principle, not only in domestic affairs, but also in foreign affairs. Thus, libertarians who embrace the conservative view on foreign policy have one of the most important decisions of their lives confronting them. By hewing two contradictory philosophies, circumstances have now placed them in a moral and philosophical quandary. Will they continue hewing to a conservative foreign policy, thereby giving up all hope of a free society here at home? Or will they choose to maintain their commitment to libertarianism here in America, which means rejecting a conservative foreign policy? Or will they simply act as if no choice at all now confronts them? The stakes are obviously enormous. As Ludwig von Mises put it, quote, "No one can find a safe way out for himself if society is sweeping towards destruction. Therefore, everyone, in his own interests, must thrust himself vigorously into the intellectual battle. No one can stand aside with unconcern. The interests of everyone hang on the result." That's why we're here doing this show, because somebody had to do it. Somebody had to step forward and say, enough is enough. This big government insanity has gone too far.
That's why we've been so lucky, and why Free Talk Live has grown so quickly, is because there's a huge niche here. People are crying out to hear what it is, this libertarian principle.
The American
what we have
people,
to say, but
you're absolutely right. The American people have been looking and been searching for this message. It's just that no one has ever effectively brought it to them in any sort of understandable, communicative manner in the past, in any sort of mass market.
You just stuttered when you said
yes.
Communicative manner.
Any sort of mass market media format. That's what we're doing. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rick in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Rick. Rick in Missouri? Going once? Do we have Rick in Missouri going twice?
Yes. Are you there?
Oh, Rick, we got you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling. I've enjoyed your show for quite a while. I caught it on the podcast, and it's been pretty interesting to check out.
Excellent. So what's on your mind?
Well, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, and I have a bit of an issue with this whole right to free speech. You guys talk about it now and again, and I honestly have to say that we do not have the right to free speech, as that weakens the possibility of rights in general.
Well, now, I agree with you to the extent that if you're on private property, you have to follow the rules of the owner of said private property.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to government, and I know you're an anarcho-capitalist, which means you are like me and you don't believe in government, but
mm-hmm.
The fact is right now we do have people masquerading as a government, and they allow this freedom of speech concept on public property. The concept of freedom of speech is only for communally owned property, as I understand it.
Okay.
Well, it would be private property, too. I can say what I want on my own property, and you can't do anything about it. So, I mean,
freedom of speech on your property, but if I set foot on your property, I do not, unless you grant me that permission, which could be revoked at any time, so therefore there is no right to free speech.
Not on other people's property. But you would agree that on our own property, we should be able to say what we want, and nobody should be able to do anything about it. So that's free speech.
100%, but
that's property rights, not a right to free speech.
Well, but
it's
right to free speech on your own property, though.
And that's just property
rights. I mean, you only have the right to free speech in as much as you have the right to rent a hall and address everybody who enters into it, as you guys do on the radio. You have the right to run the show, and you know,
Rick,
things of that nature.
I understand where you're coming from, Rick, but I would rather my Bill of Rights be long and exhaustive rather than you have the right to property. You understand? I understand where you're coming from. Yes, freedom of speech is included in property.
Well, now, the only reason the Bill of Rights was created was to rein in the government.
Right, that's true.
It wasn't to outline all of the rights that people have in life. It was to outline all of the areas that government should stay the F out.
hasn't done very well, which is why I'm saying we need to simplify and go back to, if we go back to strictly property rights, then we'd be much better off. It's less complicated, and we won't run into the issues that we've been running into.
Totally agree. I mean, the Bill of Rights was written in fairly clear English. It's not exactly hard to understand, but yet the government continues to interpret the Bill of Rights in ways that favor its power and ways that will decimate individual rights.
Definitely.
Any other thoughts for us?
Murray Rothbard on Mises has a great article about the right to freedom of speech.
Very good. Thanks for the recommendation. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Is that Mises.org?
I guess. The only thing I disagree with Rick on is calling himself an anarcho-capitalist. And I think that... I don't like that term. I think that...
It's accurate, though.
It's only accurate if you accurately understand the two very often misunderstood terms that are combined in the word anarcho-capitalist. People do not understand what anarchy really means. Anarchy is not chaos. Anarchy is a voluntary order. Anarchy is the lack of government control. And capitalism, people also misunderstand that. These are two words that are demonized and bastardized by popular culture and the news media and various different people. So people believe that capitalism is these evil people with money taking advantage of others who don't have it, which isn't true at all. Capitalism is just an economic system where people invest money and use that to make more money, which they can use for whatever purposes they want.
Enlightened self-interest.
Right. So again, the term anarcho-capitalist is a terrible term, simply because it's been destroyed. And anarchy and capitalist are two useless words. If you're labeling yourself as one of those two, even though you might be an anarchist, even though you might be a capitalist, you're inevitably painting yourself into a corner that people are just not going to understand. So I say change the terminology. I know, you're going to make fun of me, but free marketeer. Go ahead, sing your little song. Okay.
K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S-E. You know what the fact is? Because it brings back thoughts of Mouseketeer, it's probably more memorable than anarcho-capitalist is. Because people will align it with their memories and they'll remember Free Marketeer. Anyway, Free Marketeer describes what I'm after, and that is the marketplace. Freedom, not government. Hour 2's on the way. Is semen good for you? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.